Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a staunch liberal icon on the court for nearly three decades, has died. In a statement, the court said Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died this evening, surrounded by her family at her home in Washington, D.C., due to complications of pancreatic cancer. U.S. President Donald Trump, with reporters after a campaign rally in the state of Minnesota, paid tribute to Ginsburg.
She led an amazing life. What else can you say? She was an amazing woman. Whether you agreed or not, she was an amazing woman who led an amazing life.
After her death, the big question facing Washington now is whether President Trump will nominate someone to take her high court seat, and if the U.S. Senate will vote to confirm AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
When Antonin Scalia died during the 2016 race, President Obama nominated Merrick Garland for Scalia's seat and hopefully looked to the GOP-led Senate.
I hope they're fair.
The very next day,
the Senate will not confirm this nominee.
John Cornyn and fellow Republicans did not even give Garland a hearing, saying the next president should get to make the pick. This year, though, GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says the full Senate will vote on a Trump high court nominee. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump again touted progress on a coronavirus vaccine on Friday, telling a news conference that as soon as a vaccine is approved, widespread distribution will begin immediately. Speaking at the White House, the president said distribution would begin within 24 hours after notice, adding that he expects to have enough vaccines available for every American by April of next year.